Lecture topic, keep the heart clean.
Everyone has a shock. Women, they love to have children. Alhamdulillah is a very great ni'mah. But sad to say, that we do not know our responsibilities. That's why they say we need dua to make dua to Allah to us pious children. The Quran also says the same thing. So we are lacking today is pious children. Now it's not the children's fault, it's because of our own faults. We feel that we got an amanat, but we don't know the responsibility that we have to fulfill. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ. This property of yours and your children is a fitnah. From 4 years, unwarned us that this is going to be a fitnah if you do not know how to use it right. It can either take you to Jannah or it take you to Jahannam. Allah must protect us. لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Do not divert your children and your property, must not divert you from the remembrance of Allah. Allah is reminding us all the time, قُوْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. You know, when we get something from this world, someone tells us, do this thing here, although the report becomes false afterward, we take it as very important. The report of Allah Ta'ala is 100% genuine. You have yaqeen on that. But the true yaqeen is this much, that we know that that's our responsibility Allah has given us. How we should take care of it. In an investment, you lose something, what happens to you? You get completely lost. The amanat group, you crumble, you also crumble with them. But great amanat is the amanat of your child. This amanat is in the world it is. Allah can give you double of that. But the amanat of a child, when he leaves you, that you not fulfill that amanat, what will be your position? How many of us are paying attention to our children? Sad to say, they're becoming alims, they're becoming doctors, they're becoming everything. But they're not pious children. Not pious children. Now what's the reason for that? Everything got a reason for it. It's always this much that we have to understand that we have to be pious before the child becomes pious. Everyone wants the child to be one, become someone, but ask yourself, how are you? Who are you? Every mother wants the child to be pious. Every father wants the child to be a pious child. Then ask yourself, where are you going wrong? It's obvious that the child is a duplicate of the father and mother. Whatever the mother does, the father does. He would fall into the habits of it. And today, unfortunately, this much, that upbringing of children is so important that no matter what happens in husband and wife, it will not affect the children. Nowadays, you come to realize that in the misunderstanding between husband and wife, you should be on one page when you come to bring up your children. Because the child will manipulate between the father and mother. And this is exactly what is happening here. If the mother is saying something, let her do the right thing. But because of the misunderstanding, the child knows that I'm going to speak to my father, he'll say something else. Whereas it's so important if you bring your children up the correct way that both the parties, the husband and wife, no matter what misunderstanding you have, first of all, you shouldn't have any misunderstanding at all. That you should believe that you must be on one page so that, you know, if the father says, do not do this, the mother must say yes to the mother. If the father says do not use the cell phone, the mother must say no to that. I'm just giving examples. So if you are not on one page, you are a big problem. The child knows exactly how to manipulate, yet the child is a person they should be namaz to. Yet the child is going to be everything. But because you have not brought him up the correct way, the good man. That is why now the child knows how to manipulate these two people, mother and father. For example, to tell lies is a very big sin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, A sign of a munafiq, the three signs of munafiq. In those days Allah Ta'ala should inform him of the munafiqins. But now we do not inform, no one can inform us, but Rasulullah SAW says, whatever he informed us, that is our information and that is what is right. He says a person has these three bad qualities in him is a munafiq. To that extent one hadith is mentioned, that if a person even in namaz also, in kifas also, but if he's got this bad quality, three qualities, he's a munafiq. Now what is a munafiq? You know what's the meaning of munafiq? In a munafiq, right at the jahannam, right down is in the lowest of the lowest of jahannam. A person who tells lies is a munafiq. Now we in our homes today have formed the habit that we begin to tell lies of none of the children, teaching them that you must tell lies also. Now if the father comes, when there's one person comes to meet the father and he knocks at the door, the mom knocks at the door, he tells the son, tell the judge, see if the father is not here. He goes and says, my father is not here. Now what are you doing? You think he is a small thing, but you made him a liar, you take a lie, this is something that's not important at all. So in his life, lies to tell me something, nothing of no importance at all. Whereas it is so important that the child must learn to hate to tell lies. Learn to hate to tell lies. But we think it is nothing at all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One lady was trying to call the child don't want to come. So she did a hand like this. Some indication that come, like I'm going to give you something. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked her, I said, no, really give her something? Give something? Yes, I had in mind to give khajur. He said, if you did not have any intention, then that lie would have been written in a book of deeds. That lie. Just imagine how much of lie he used to read. But you know, I don't like this, not parking the car in the correct way. Always, they say Islam teaches us not to give taklif to anyone. Not to give taklif to anyone. Always think to yourself, if you were there and you had to wait for something, pray in that sense. The car ended 777909 only. 777909 and the ND 894637 is a Kia, your red color. Please remove your car immediately. Islam teaches not to give taklif to Marana. Never to be persuaded. But what must we do? We can all and on, we can remind him, please remove your car. If you want to read your Quran namaz, read your Quran namaz, please go out immediately, remove us. But not give taklif. Taklif is very. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us this much, that you know something, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I had in mind to be. Just imagine how many of our parents today, how they mislead the child. I will give you this, I'll give you that. And they didn't give to, just to impress the child upon the child. So lies is something you must never tell. And until unless you don't put in the heart of the child to hate lies, to hate. You have to hate lies. It's a munafiq. You don't know how big sin it is. And every one of us are telling lies. Rasulullah said that do not make a person out of family. Don't think he's in namaz and keeping fast. Yet you be a munafiq. So we must not learn to tell lies. Telling lies is very, very bad. It blackens the heart. And especially with a child, you must teach the child. And you must remember, after prophethood, the greatest quality is honesty. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Siddh. The greatest quality after Nabuwat was honesty. To be honest. So what's the meaning of honesty? You never tell a lie. Look at it, you know the famous story of Sayyidina Muhammad Rahmatullah Alayhi. His mother told him one thing, do not tell a lie. He had some money with him. The looters were there. They're taking, looting everyone. One, the leader comes to this person, says, oh child, you got something too on you. He said, yeah, I got something. He was surprised, poor, that how come this person telling the truth also? But the outcome of it, this person, what made you tell that to my son? My mother said not to tell a lie. That changed the whole situation for every one of them. So what it is that's very important, do not tell a lie. And the more you tell a lie in a house, And you must know, if you want to tell a lie, that child says, important, I must tell a lie. But you must try to say, the take the test. From the beginning, no matter tell lies. If the father and mothers are telling lies, then what else one? Sad to see that, you know, there's no misunderstanding, there's so much of misunderstanding husband and wife, that is why the children are not being misled. And the worst thing today is the cell phone. I'm not going to detail cell phone, I spoke with your cell phone. If no one is hearing to revive, it's like hear from here and khalas. You lead your own life. Remember, my dear friends, in front of Allah Ta'ala, you come to realize how much of harm you cause to your family and your mother. Allah mani infadat kamai. The subject today is يُمَ لَعِنْكُ مَعُوا وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. What is قَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ? That heart that is completely pure. That heart that is قَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day, nothing will help you besides قَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Your property, your children, no one is going to help you besides the heart that is completely pure, قَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. There will be no contamination in your heart. My dear friends, the greatest quality is to keep your heart as pure as possible. Now what is the meaning of keeping your heart as pure as possible? You must not have any kind of jealousy for anyone. You must not have any kind of greed for anything. You must not have any kind of pride for anything. You must not have any kind of malice for anything. Any kind of bad quality you must not have in your heart. Completely for the team. And that is what we are lacking today. Qalb-e Saleem is so important, that what we are lacking. The peace of heart that you're supposed to have, that must be completely free and completely pure, because that heart only Allah goes into. Allah Ta'ala only goes into that heart that is completely pure, and then on that day only that person will be most fortunate whose heart is completely pure. So here we have been taught one thing, that remember, the only way is you have to keep your heart clean as possible. When you keep your heart as clean as possible, what it means by that? You do not have one enemy, your friend and enemy alike. In short, I'm telling you, your friend and enemy alike. There is no more enemies in you. That's why you find the Buddha Gandhi being, they have no enemies at all. If someone harmed them, that Allah may not bust them. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he said this much, Ya Allah, whosoever has caused harm to me, now in the future, may sabko maaf kar do. How you keep your heart pure? I don't, why for my sake someone will get punished in Jahannam? How they look at it? Today we go and say, you're a Jahannam, you are this and you are that. Very easy we go and say that. But there are great people, Buzhudan had been, many of them could mark them. That person was hitting you, was hitting so much. He said, I'm asking forgiveness. Every shot you hit me, I say, oh, I'm forgiving. I did not wait for you to ask me forgiveness. I have given forgiveness all the time. But we carry baggage in our heart. Ladies, are not only ladies, they carry baggage from centuries. Their baggage will carry on. You give them the world now, they say, give nothing to them. Don't talk about them. They're crooked, they're always telling them crooked. But we becoming crooked now too. We carry baggage too now. All kind of baggages. When she reminds you her story, you dwell at another story, so you remind her. You give her one double and triple. So what is happening there? That means you are carrying baggage, life is baggage, that means your heart is not clean. The road to suluk is one thing, the most important thing, not namaz and roza and zakat and tilawat al-Quran. That is Allah's command which you have to forgive. The road to suluk is mera dil sab ke saath saaf hai. I forgive everyone. There's no such thing as, you know, I've got a revenge. No, no. In the person who takes the road to suluk, there's no revenge. Smiling with everyone. Heart is so clean, that man can sway you, he can run you down to the ground, but you look at him and smile. This is what you call suluk to Allah Ta'ala, the road to suluk. No one knows the word suluk, tasawwuf. Tasawwuf today is making zikr only. Tasawwuf is not zikr. Zikr is only an assistance to become more close to Allah Ta'ala. But these are the things we have to learn to. that anyone, a small child, will tell you something will not affect you. A big person tells them not to affect you. The heart is so clean. That's why Nabi Karim said, do not, O Allah, do not put me for one instant, one blink also, I must not go near my nafs. Keep me away from the nafs for one blink, for 1 second. Because whatever you're going to do is because of your nafs. If you take anger to you, it's because of your nafs. If you're jealousy, it's because of your nafs. So he said, Nabi Karim said, Nabi, so far, he said, Ya Allah, I want you not to give me 1 second, so must not leave me on my and the hand of my nafs. And we are completely on our nafs on all this. Yet you're doing namaz, you're doing everything too. Whereas if you want to know this is the road to suluk, a man may not only read 5-10 namaz he reads. He may not keep his nafil fast, he keep all the part of Adhan. But he's got this quality that I'm talking about, Sirkul Qaliyah. But if he got his namaz, Tilawal Quran, and his nafil and all the rest of it, all are very virtuous acts, but that not make you a man. Do not make a man, insan, adi, bano. That's the most important adi. Which you haven't got in us. And that only can you get because the heart got a lot of sickness in it, and you will only can sit in the company of the pious people, the right pious people, then they will actually remedy you. That is if you are interested in giving remedies. That you are prepared to purify yourself. And you prepared, and the most important thing in this road to suluk is tawazu. Humility, you have to be humble when you accept all your faults. That person only accepts his fault, the humble person. You never look at a fire with a bad eye to anyone. It must come a condition in you when you're driving car or you're sitting somewhere, wherever, no matter where you are. Your eyes will only look at people with good eyes, with good intention. Not bad. So this is what it is that you ya yulin taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Allah Ta'ala says to you in the Quran, ya kunu ma'as sadiqin. If you are hurting people that you may know you have been far from suluk, maaf karna. No matter what you are, you can be big Mawlana too, you can be Mufti also. Or you are a very pious person too. But if you are hurting people, you are far from suluk. Far from suluk. We look into the kitab of great people and look at the kitab of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never hurt anyone, kisi ka dil mein dikha. And today we are hurting people from all sides, we are hurting people. All kinds of things, people, positive statements, all kinds of things. So this buzuk, they said, Ya ayyun taqwa kunu ma'as sadiqin. That's why one day one buzuk, in his khanqah when people were sitting down there, and he said, brought him one youngster came and stood by Al Hazrat also. So he told him, Acha, Abin, make zikr Allah Allah. You don't know a person who makes zikr Allah in the correct way. The correct way. 3 days is sufficient for him to go high. If he doesn't do the correct way, 10 years and he can take no matter 100 years, nothing will happen to him. And then that khanka was a very big khanka. Or people were making zikr and all, and this youngster came there. Assalamu alaikum. Acha, come make zikr. He started making Allah Allah. And he should sit one corner and just make zikr, nothing else. After 18 days, the sheikh telling, MashaAllah, your condition is very good. I'll give you permission now. You permission. You got permission, he says, you must go and teach other people too. When he got the permission to give others, also teach others, all the others from there who were there for years, you know, jealousy is a bad thing, you know that. That's why your heart must be clean. What happened to him? We here for so long. We served for so long, no desire, no permission, here is the person in 18 days, he got everything, he's gone. However, the sheikh came to know about it. When the sheikh came to know about it, he called each and every one of them and told them, listen, I want you to do me a favor. You take, each one take a bird and one strata, and strata when no one is there. They all went, they took the knife, and then when they slaughtered, they slaughtered. And they came so happy, when you slaughter when no one is there. After some time, that young person coming with us, animal not being slaughtered to, and they were mocking at him, look at this Dalila, he's saying, there's so much disrespect to the Sheikh. The Sheikh trying to slaughter, and now they become without slaughtering to, what happens? Disrespect. Sheikh looked at him and said, what happened to you now? I told him, all of them slaughtered, and how come, even the way you should, what happened to you? How come you did not slaughter anything? He says that you gave one condition there. The condition was you slaughter where there is no one looking. No one looking. Listen to me very carefully, because remember, this is what is important. You told me I must slaughter where no one is looking. Everything here I'm looking, Allah is looking at me. Everyone looking at me, Allah is looking. That Allah you are doing every day, that God, the condition in him that is completely in front of his eyes. You can't imagine Allah. The condition comes with that it prevents you from going committing one sin too. You told us that I must go to the way that no one looking. Allah is looking at me. How can I stop? Then he looked at the others and said, You see, this is a difference between you and him. Because why? He came for a purpose. He did not worry about anyone else, he worried about himself. Today we worry about other people. We worry about this person, we worry about that person. You lose your own basket in that. Hazrat, you know what you say? Worrying about the next person's basket, you lose your own basket. This is how today it is. Your house is on fire. But you're not worried about your house or next person's house. This is where it goes to that's why you go nowhere. You may have knowledge of them, you know, some information you get. But what you were supposed to achieve, you will never achieve that. You never achieve that. The reason is because your intention is wrong or you are not prepared to listen. So the Buddha told him this, Subhanallah, dekho. He said, dekho, his condition became merak istihdar. Present of Allah, istihdar. Every second, istizar Allah. Your masjid istizar. Before I go further, the one person wrote to his Shaykh and told him, Hazrat, when I read namaz, I read maqam ihsan. I read namaz, maqam ihsan. Maqam ihsan means that Allah is looking at you. Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. The Shaykh replied to him, MashaAllah, very good condition, but only namaz. And then bazaar. At home. When you get the condition when in the bazaar, in at home and everywhere, then you must tell me. Then running down, mashallah. Driving car to Maqam Ihsan, istizar Allah is looking at you. Allah is looking at you. Going to bazaar, Allah is looking at you. Going to buy something, Allah is looking at you. Driving the car, Allah is looking at you. When you make it Allah, when you stay in the company of pious people, it's very important to stay in the pious company to get this condition. No, must not think you read kitab, you get that condition. If you read kitab, get the condition, Imam al-Rashid, Bangoi Rahmatullah, and Yafar Nafar, we're so great, muhaddiseens, why they didn't sit in the company of Ahlul Bayt al-Rahmat? They knew what it is, that what you have to stay in the company of pious people. To get that, you get that, you must get. That is how much of sincerity we have in you, they don't even get it. And you won't get into that sincerity. So right till the end. So he told them, look, istighfar, that look at it, maqam ihsan, ta'budullah kanahu, that Allah is looking at you. Very easy to shake your head and say, you know, but try and tell them nothing, because you worry other people. Today people worry other people, what must do this, must do that, worry your own self. That's why they say, ihtilat se ijtinab. To keep away from people is very important. The road to Allah Ta'ala is a very important thing to keep away from people. One of the most important conditions for a person to go to road to Allah Ta'ala, to get the nearer Allah Ta'ala, closer Allah Ta'ala, is to keep away from people. Keep away from people. Here everyone got a shock to meet people. So this Buddha said, this is why, you saw now what you're doing? So Bhujangana Din, what they do in them, that they have got this quality in them. When they get this quality istedha, then they, you don't know that every moment of theirs they're keeping away from sins. Keeping away from sins. Istedha, the present of Allah, you will not even think of using a cell phone too. Why you use a cell phone? Because you have istedha of Allah. You say, you know, my Shaykh, you know, the Mawlana Al-Fatiha can see. Why? Because you've got Tawl Mawlana, not Allah Ta'ala. When a condition of Allah Ta'ala comes into you, then you want to take a friend that would tell it to. It becomes so difficult. The shame will come into us. The shame comes into us. We can't do it too. When you take a truth, you quickly want to change also. The shame comes. The shame will come. He's looking at me. You don't have shame over a Shaykh anymore. The shame for the person. You will not get angry with anyone too. Yeah, every small thing getting angry. Why? Istidha of that one. Istidha of that. If Istidha of Allah, the praise of Allah in front of you, remember you cannot picture Allah. Any picture you have, you have no picture. But you have that Allah looking at you. Every moment Allah will come, the masjid will be so concerned. Allah is looking at me. You may not turn away from me. That condition comes into you. And continue making this dua, continue making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Not to more other people. That's how people are doing today. So this is why it is that Bhujangana Din, then it comes to a certain time that it becomes so close to Allah Ta'ala, because the greatest thing in suluk is to get the closer to Allah Ta'ala. The closer to Allah. And when you experience those things, then you come to realize what you are missing. Because you do not experience those things, then you don't want to look at anyone's face. You want to be only close to him. Then in certain times, Ya Allah, take me away now. Ya Allah, take me away. I want to go away now. All those people who underwent those conditions, Allah, take me away now, to go away now. In the love of Allah, not because you can't say, you must not make us when you're going to taklif. In difficulty, that time, not us of death. That they're not with that. That is a Ya Allah, I cannot bear what you're giving me, that's why I'm taking me away. No. I was shocked to meet you. I was shocked to meet you, that's why I'm going. But the Bhujangana Din, in reality, they ask for more life. More life. Bigger life, my Hazrat. That means my Qadar Sahib is there. You don't have it, you know. This is, you know, Allah Ta'ala all the himmat de de kuch aur din ki khidmat karne ke liye. What a good intention that was. On din ki khidmat karne ke liye. I'm just trying to tell you that if a person had this kind of, when you got life, you got hopes. As long as a person got life in him, he's got a lot of hopes. Likewise, a person got life, he can progress. So if you begin to think, Ya Allah, I'm going to give you more life, I can become more closer, dear to you, then that is something. That is something. But if you want just life for the sake of just life, that is. So Bhujangana Din, when they wanted life for progress, become more closer, dear to Allah Ta'ala. How to become more dear and dear to Allah Ta'ala. And when they do anything, they begin to think we did nothing. They did, no matter how much of hard work they do, they think that they did nothing. So their desire is that you know, live more longer, so they become more progressive and more dear and dear. So most important thing in today's majlis, what I was going to speak about, keep your heart clean. If you want to shine, shine means the noor must come into your heart. I'll never forget what Hazrat is one statement. Allah only goes in the heart of that heart that is pure. If you have the slightest good for anyone, whether it's for your wife too, whether it's for your wife too, the slightest good for any kind of, you know what, husband and wife, a lot of things happen. The wife tells, remind her wife to husband too many things. Sometimes the husband doesn't love her, tell the man also. I get surprised when men don't carry baggages. Ladies carry baggages. But now men do carry baggages, which I don't know. It looks like that. Never ever. Always think to yourself, this majlis will suffer. And always think, I want Allah to protect me all the time. The only way is make zikr of Allah Ta'ala and side by side, zikr and fikr. Fikr means this matter, at any time, do not hand yourself to your nafs. Because everything happens because you hand yourself to nafs.
Your mouth will tell you fight with the wife. Your mouth will tell you fight with this person. Your mouth will tell you that. And Nabi Kandal said that, oh Allah, do not leave me for one blink of the eye. Do not hand me over to that. Yes. Today's majlis is this. First, as far as possible, become more close to Allah Ta'ala. The only way is keep your heart as clean as possible. Your relationship with me, with everyone must be one. There must be no such thing as enemies. If there are enemies in you, that means there is something wrong with you. Because everyone, like of Nabi Karim Sultan, everyone, they have no enemies at all. Haji Naqza Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote to his Khalifa and said, being this quality in you, that you have no, your friends and your enemies are the same. If you got this quality in you, you got everything. Allah Ta'ala Mansur Tawfiq Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. على عقب المتقين والصلاة والسلام في المشكلة صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله. اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاه التعيين في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة والنجاة. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والدين. إنك على كل شيء فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلما في صالحين وصلى الله تعالى على عبد المسلم في رحمه الله.